Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Auburn. Well, you know, here we are again sitting in a instant reaction about Auburn losing another big game. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback, tough game for you guys tonight at USC as well. Blaine Crane, former Western Colorado wide receiver. And I just want to start off, if you guys don't mind giving me just a minute or two. The officiating was awful, I thought, in the first half. But at the end of the day, that's not what cost Auburn the game. Auburn's just mentally weak on offense. You know, you're up 10-3 at half, come out, you get a stop at midfield on fourth down. You know, you get a third and one, you don't get it. You get a fourth and one, you don't get it. I just want to come out and say, first off, as somebody that's been in the business, it's not fun talking about, you know, somebody that needs to be fired. It's time for Hugh Freeze to be let go from Auburn. And I don't say that in a over emotional way. This is something that has progressed to this point. And Blaine, I'll, you know, obviously start with you, but he just can't do it, man. Like, it just, you have all that momentum on offense. You let one play derail the whole rest of the game. You come out in the second half, and credit to Georgia. I mean, obviously, you got to give them credit defensively, the adjustments they made, offensively, what they were able to do. And as somebody that backed Hugh Freeze, that, you know, at the beginning thought, you know, this was something that could work. I don't know what has happened, but Blaine, he just can't do it, man. He just doesn't have that dog in him. Like, let's be honest. It's just, you miss at quarterback 3 years in a row. You're supposed to be this offensive guru, and yet DJ Durkin outclasses you. And look, the defense wasn't perfect tonight, but let's not pretend like it was on the defense. Hugh Freeze has been terrible at Auburn. He's had his chance. This has gone on long enough. I know it blows up recruiting. I know it blows up the roster, but you have two options. One, you can keep doing this and let this guy keep ruining it and screwing up and looking awful and inept and making terrible decisions from a personnel standpoint, or you can go get John Summerall. You can go get somebody in here that can at least have a chance to do it, because this guy just can't do it, Blaine. Like,
I feel like I get on here and do the same sob story for Auburn every time they get done with the game. I'm not going to start with that. What I'm going to start with, and look, this is not from an Auburn fan or a Georgia fan standpoint. The refereeing in this game was beyond atrocious. Not only the refereeing, but the reviewing. Look, I'm an Auburn fan, and I get it. But that was a touchdown. All right? That was a touchdown. I know it. If your eyes work, then you know it.
Blaine, that's true. That's true. But you still, that's 17 points. Sure. Georgia scored 20. You didn't do shit in the second half.
Please let me get to my point.
Okay.
Thank you. All right? Not only that. All right, it took 35 minutes to get through 2 minutes in the second quarter, which is insane as a football fan to watch that. And then, which this one kind of blows my mind the most, Kirby Smart comes up to you, looks directly at you, and calls timeout, all right? Then you go run into the judge, and Kirby says he was clapping, which is blatantly not true, and somehow in this magical, majestical world these refs are in, which Georgia's about to get a delay a game, you get to redo the play. I thought the refs are terrible. It sucks for Auburn after the Oklahoma thing. Yeah, but that's fine. But that's no excuse for you to get 15 yards in the second half.
At home.
15 yards in the second half. Maybe it was only me, but when Auburn got down three, it felt like it was 14.
Yeah.
It felt like it was 17. I've said this for a while now, and I caught a lot of heat for it, and that's fine. Hugh Freeze should have been fired the second that he brought Peyton Thorne back for a second year. That tells me you don't know what you're looking at. So now you stake all your credit right now from a guy who got benched at his fourth game in Oklahoma and hasn't been impressive. So you miss there again with Cam Coleman and Singleton outside. So look, I've got on here and been consistent in what I've said about Hugh Freeze.
You have.
Every single week. How many body blows, gut punches can you take? There's winners and there's losers. And Auburn just finds ways to lose with Hugh Freeze.
Well, I mean, David, again, is somebody that's obviously outside the bubble. Nobody wanted to be right more than me when it came to Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. I was wrong about Hugh Freeze. The man just can't do it. He's a G5 guy. You know, you had a couple good games at Ole Miss, but even if you go back to Ole Miss, they didn't win anything if you really look at it. And so I take full responsibility for being wrong about Hugh Freeze. The question just becomes, you know, after what you've seen, I mean, is it worth blowing it up? Because this guy's offense sucks. Like, let's just be honest. Like, I would love to coach against Hugh Freeze's offense, especially with that guy at quarterback. I mean, you brought in a rescue that you found on the side of the street after he got kicked out of his house. You thought you could rehabilitate. It's just nuts to me. It's nuts to me when I see Fernando Mendoza. It's nuts to me even when I see Retzlaff. I think Auburn should have tried to take him after the BYU thing. But, I mean, is it worth blowing up? Like, do you think it's worth blowing up?
Well, I'll say this. I watched a team come out in the first half and punch Georgia right in the face, and it was inspiring to see. I could tell there was a coach on the sideline in Hugh Freeze who looked like he was coaching for his job, and I legitimately feel bad for Auburn fans right now just to see everything be deflated after that goal line call. And that call and the Kirby Smart clapping or going back to Oklahoma, you know, faking the substitution, none of those in a vacuum would even hardly make mention of this show all by themselves. But when they start to stack up one after another, and you're on the wrong side of it, and the team isn't playing good. See, that's the thing, is it's hard enough to beat Georgia and Kirby Smart anyway without calls going against you. So I legitimately feel bad, but none of that is Georgia's fault. You know, Georgia still with a, what was it, 16 play drive, 8.5 minutes to put the game away with Gunnar Stockton doing whatever he wanted to with the football. To your point, Jake, I mean, Georgia still went and took that football game. I will say this, though, and I know maybe now's not the right time to just try and be optimistic for Auburn fans. Jordan-Hare is one of the coolest environments in college football. I'm sitting there watching this night game absolutely in awe, and I have never in my life had to hear an Auburn head football coach say, hey, students, make sure you come out to the game. Like, make sure, because we don't have enough people at the game. That environment is so cool. Auburn, whatever decision they make, they're going to have a great football team and program moving forward, because it is a very special place.
And David, I appreciate you saying that, but I think I speak for most Auburn fans, and in the comments, tell me if you disagree. I'm sick of hearing just how great the crowd always is. You know, I'm sick of hearing how great the crowd is and how bad the team is. Like, Hugh Freeze let everybody down. Like, Auburn fans will always show up. They'll always show up. And actually, a couple years ago, I put out a video about it, and I really focused on the football team. I think this is when the basketball team got knocked out in like the first round by Yale, and some of the basketball coaches got upset to me. And I'll tell you what Bruce Pearl and them have done has been incredible. And I'll make sure we talk about Georgia. I want to get to that, but I'm done hearing about how spooky Jordan-Hare is, and then watching that bullshit we just saw on offense. I'm tired of hearing it. It's at some point, the football team's got to start playing better. It's an embarrassment, like, to be honest with you. The football team has turned into an embarrassment for Auburn University. And that falls on the administration that ends up hiring Brian Harsin and ends up hiring Hugh Freeze. And again, I backed him. You've got to get a winner in here. Like, I don't – you know, you look at Cignetti at Indiana – you look at some of these other guys. You got to stop hiring losers. Like, and I know he's a great guy. He's a great family man. You know, I'm sick of getting the worst punter from Australia when there's so many good ones. I'm sick of watching these guys on TikTok. Sick of watching the hype videos about the Auburn players talking about how, you know, hey, it's, you know, we're going to do this. I mean, if Cam Newton can't show up and you're out to a 10-0 lead, you know, say what you want about the fumble. Jackson Arnold's got to hold on the ball. I mean, this guy's just a bad football player. Let's be at the college level. I'm sure in high school he was great. I'm sure he was good going against high school players. He's not a high-level college quarterback. And Hugh Freeze missed on it again. But I want to make sure we talk about Georgia. I mean, what a gut check win for Georgia, being down 10-3, coming back. You see what it's supposed to look like when you bring in players that have that dog in them, that have the guts in them, and a coaching staff that infuses that. And I don't want to take anything away from DJ Durkin and the defensive staff. I think DJ Durkin should be the interim. I think he should have a legitimate chance and just give the offense off to somebody else, because Derek Nixon, Ken Austin, I don't think they know their ass from a hole in the ground, to be honest with you. But it's just, and Blaine, I think you can echo this, it's just frustrating hearing how great the crowd is. Auburn deserves so much better than this. Sure. And it's an embarrassment, the product offensively that Hugh Freeze has put on the field at Auburn.
It's bad. One, I keep Jordan Harris spooky. 1,000%. Sooner or later, it'll turn around. I do think Auburn's defense played well. I thought DJ did phenomenal on third down, especially in the first half, the way he mixed up pressures. You know, to be honest with you, if there's anything I'm kind of disappointed in on the defensive side of the ball, is Keldrick Falk. I think he's lost some money this year. He showed up early in that game. Didn't really see him again for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But I will say this. It takes a lot for a team to walk into Jordan-Hare, right, with both your starting tackles not playing, to come in and get a win the way you played in that first half. And you can tell Georgia and Kirby Smart, they've been there, right? Yeah, they can tell at the end of the day, they know the recipe and what it takes to go win a football game, right? They know how to put their foot on somebody's throat and finish it. And that's what Auburn doesn't know how to do. And that bleeds from Kirby Smart into his players. I never saw any panic on the Georgia side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Never saw any panic. At all, right? And then that fumble happened against Auburn, and you think Jackson Arnold just lost his dog for the rest of the game, went and sat on the bench for the rest of the game. Talk to
nobody. Cry baby.
To nobody. And that's a
cry what? Baby. That's maybe he should go make more TikToks with Sonic food that's with his direct, girlfriend.
That's a direct correlation to me with your head coach.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about excuses. We can't control everything. We can control some things. Right. And we're going to go on from there. That's a championship recipe. That's a championship identity. And that's what Kirby Smart has instilled at Georgia. And you can see that through the TV.
Yeah. It's David, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Auburn here. You got Missouri coming in. I'm trying in my mind, you know, if it's not this week, if you lose to Missouri, I mean, you definitely got to fire the guy, but. And I hate saying that. Like, I it brings me no joy in doing this. I mean, even, you know, if Auburn had played well on offense and it was, you know, a really close back and forth game and Gunnar Stockton makes that play at the end and they score, you can live with it. But, dude, 11 penalties at home.
Yeah.
Like,
to Georgia's six, by the way.
To Georgia's six, it's just, dude, you're not good at this. Like, you're not good at this. Like, in the real world, with everybody else, if you're not good at your job, you get fired. Like, you get fired.
The case even if you don't know who his replacement's going to be?
Well, I mean, I think Auburn is obviously an attractive job. You know, I'd be interested to see, you know, again, obviously, if anybody has reached out to anybody, I do think, and again, I'll keep this in my back pocket at least for another couple weeks, that there has been some talk with a certain group of five coach, possibly, maybe not possibly, in the state of Louisiana. But you can't keep doing, like, you know, Hugh Freeze can get on there and read his little notebooks and talk about, like, helping old ladies across the street and stuff, but, like, dude, you got to win games, man. Like,
that's the thing about it. It's not personal, right?
No,
like, business is business. You make $7 million a year.
Yeah.
To be the head coach at Auburn, and in that job description, it says win football games.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, I'm done with them. And I can't do this anymore.
Football games. No, no, you're not winning football games, but you're the most penalized team, I think, against ranked opponents the last three games, 10 plus a game. You're undisciplined, and you're supposed to be the quarterback guy. You've missed there multiple times over and over again. So at the end of the day, I mean, if you're an Auburn fan, you don't want to blow it up, but sometimes you have to blow it up to build back better.
See, like, it's one thing when it's like the Lincoln Riley problem, and you're like, man, we can't win championships because the side of the ball that you don't specialize in is just not good enough, even though tonight's the worst night to say that because USC actually looks better on defense. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
over the course of his tenure, what we've seen is the defense for Lincoln Riley just hasn't been good enough. But play quarterback for him, you're going to win a Heisman Trophy and be a first-round pick. For Auburn and Hugh Freeze, it's been kind of just the opposite of that. I mean, the defense continues to punch above their weight, and the offensive side of the football is left found wanting.
Well, that's why I think DJ Durkin needs a shot as the interim. Yeah. I think he needs a shot. Now
I would love the Lincoln Riley problem.
Yeah.
Oh
no, Auburn. Oh, Hugh Freeze just sucks.
Not good enough to win championships.
You love it for a couple weeks, and then they lose
Auburn
shootouts.
Might just win an SEC game.
Yeah, like it's. I mean, how do you? Arkansas no. Honestly, though, how are you an offensive guru, and you screw up at quarterback 3 years in a row? So, 1 year, I can get it. Building 2 years, you can maybe talk me into it. 3 years, you gotta go. Like, what's the three strike law? In like our law, like the third strike, all right, you're going to jail for 20 years. Like, it's like, this is the three strike law. You can't evaluate quarterbacks. You can't be the head coach and be an offensive guy. Like, say what you want about Tommy Tuberville. I don't know if Tommy Tuberville could drop inside zone. I really don't know if he could. But you know what he could do? He could hire a guy to do it. Like, and there's a beauty in that. But they got to fire this guy, man. It's this needs to end. It's just not fair to Auburn fans. But if you're Georgia, just keep on trucking.
I still don't know how elite Georgia is, but man, like,
just win.
Find a way to win in Knoxville.
Yeah.
Find a way to win in Jordan-Hare. You lost a close one to Alabama at home, but like all this adversity that they've been facing, I think is going to matter down the stretch.
Sure,
and you have to give Auburn's defense credit for stifling that run game, which is what I thought was most impressive with Georgia's offense up to this point. They got Zachariah Branch involved. What, 9 receptions, something like that? So every week they're doing a little thing that I think is going to help them down the stretch of the season.
Yeah. Well, let us know in the comments. What do you think Auburn should do if you're a Georgia fan? You know, how do you feel about the team right now? Again, great win going into Jordan-Hare. Gunnar Stockton, just gutsy. Not undersized. Big heart. Makes big plays. Wasn't a 5-star Gatorade player of the year, this, that, or the other. Maybe just from Tiger Georgia out here doing it. Just out here just doing it, and you got to respect it. That's the difference, I think, when you look at these two teams. One team talks about it, the other team does it, and that's been the difference. So let us know. We appreciate you joining us. Make sure you're subscribed to Crane & Company, and maybe there'll be a coaching search that we can talk about. We appreciate you.